Soup, super tasty soup, super spicy carrot and coriander,
chili chowder,
crouton, crouton, crunchy friends in a liquid broth. I am gazpacho, oh, I am a summer soup. Oh, miso,
back on downtown. I had no idea what I was going to get there. 15 after 5 o'clock, it's time for Shut Up and Eat. Joe Riccio from Food Coma joining us. Hello there, Joe.
Hey, I don't know what that was.
That's something called the Tasty Soup Song from a BBC show.
Well, it certainly was that.
How are you, Joe?
I'm good. As we said, I'm not mad at this winter weather. I like the cold, so I'm doing okay.
All right, and you're in a warm car. Life is good.
Yeah, life's all right, you know?
Well, we thought with the cold weather, though, this week, it might be a good time to talk about soups and stews and anything similar.
Yeah, I mean, personally, I'm all about it all year round, but yeah, definitely, especially at this time of year, you know, I mean, it's nothing like just doing some shopping and spending a Sunday afternoon building a nice, like, you know, haddock chowder or something. I mean, that to me is happiness right there.
Well, we've talked before about it. You've always got that stock somewhere in the fridge or the freezer, right?
Yeah, I do. I try to keep frozen homemade stock on hand. Although I will say that these days there are a lot of good options in the store. I've been kind of, you know, when I don't have the time to put together a big batch, or if I've gone through it, I'm kind of partial to the Kettle and Fire brand. That they have at most Hannaford's and Shaw's. They have both stock, and they also have like a bone broth that's a little more expensive, but it's like really dark and intense, like a homemade stock. So I don't know. I find, you know, having those around and you can just, I mean, you can take like a package of like instant ramen, you know, like Sapporo instant ramen, and just make it with that stock instead of water, and throw a few eggs in it as it cooks, and that to me is delicious eating, you know? It's like easy soup.
Well, and you know, a lot of soups, you go back to their original purpose, which was often just to use things up in the kitchen before they went bad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like sort of, and it's funny, it's like I never, for me, it's always like soup is the main attraction if I'm making it, you know? I mean, like, if you have the stock around, whatever, but I don't know. I think soup as a meal, I'm all about it. And the beauty of most soups is they only get better over the next, you know, couple of days. Obviously, you know, when you get something a little more seafood driven, has a little bit less of a shelf life to it. But you know, speaking of which, I think one of my favorite soups for this time of year is a really good gumbo.
Oh yes, absolutely.
I mean, like a nice, like a, you know, I like mine a little soupier and with that okra in there, and you know, you do like a chicken and shrimp gumbo, like that to me is absolutely delicious.
I like this time of year, and I haven't made it in a while, but now we're talking about it, I feel like I might need to do it this weekend. I like to make a little mulligatawny.
Oh yeah, definitely Indian soup. It's kind of like when I make like the red lentil dal. It's like, you know, it's sort of a almost like a hybrid between a soup and a stew. You know, use a lot of black pepper in there, get all your Indian spices going, and yeah, any of those warm spice soups are perfect this time of year. But you know, at the same time, sometimes you gotta bust up the Campbell's, I guess, right?
Sure. Now, what's your line of demarcation? What establishes something as a stew instead of a soup for you?
For me, it's generally the viscosity of the broth, you know, like if it's got any kind of, you know, thickener in it, it definitely becomes more of a stew to me. Obviously, I got chowder is more like a stew. I mean, I guess it's kind of a, you know, it's all subjective. A lot of times, you know, most restaurants will list chowder under the soups category on the menu anyway. But at the same time, it's like you're probably not going to call a beef stew a soup.
Right, right.
Or a chili is not a soup. It's basically a stew. You build it up I think that anything kind of broth driven is either or, whether it's, you know, broth or coconut milk or water or whatever. But again, I think that the most important to me, the differentiation is the heft of it.
Yeah, I mean, when I make a beef stew, I use very little in the way of liquids.
Oh yeah, I like the beef stock in there. It's a little bit of, I like the red wine and sometimes the Guinness.
That's what I use is I'll go with the dark beer, and sometimes I'll braise the beef in the beer before I put it in the stew.
Oh yeah, I mean, you might as well, you know, tenderize it, give it a little bit of acidity in there, and yeah, that get some warm bread and butter going, and that's another one for a night like tonight. Everybody get a beef stew going.
Love beef stew.
Short ribs, whichever.
Now, we touched on a little bit last week. We talked about some of the soups you can buy in your local supermarket, and I think you were mentioning Progresso. There's a overall pretty strong.
Yeah, I mean, again, like what I do with like the Progresso and the Campbell's and those kind of things is I will, again, I always have that, you know, chicken stock on hand. Usually for that, I'll use the box stuff. And I'll add some of that to those soups and, you know, add a little more like good salt. A lot of times I'll get the lower sodium because the salt that I use is going to be better than the salt they use.
Right.
You know, a bunch of cracked black pepper, you know, loaded up with Ritz crackers until the spoon stands straight up. And, you know, call it a day. But, yeah, there's lots of ways to doctor up any of those canned soups. I'm not as big a fan of, like, a lot of those boxed, like, as far as, like, puree soups, like butternut squash, I'd rather make those myself.
Mm.
Or red pepper soup, or even tomato soup. I don't know. I don't love the consistency of them out of the can or the box. Sometimes I think they taste more like sauce. That's just me.
I saw one the other day in the supermarket. I had to get it because it took me back. I loved it when I was younger. And I will say it was a guilty pleasure. It's still pretty darn good, the Campbell's Sirloin Burger Soup.
Oh, yeah. Yes. That and also the beef and barley.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Yeah.
Yeah, it's another good one. And it's always funny. I mean, the whole concept of condensed, I mean, that's basically begging to have chicken stock added instead of water just to make it more intense, you know. I mean, most times when I make, like, if I'm looking to make, if, like, say I don't have time to do a full pot of chicken stock, but I want something nice and rich, I'll get one of the boxes. I mean, whether it's, you know, Kettle and Fire or Swanson or whatever, and I'll cook a bunch of, like, I'll get, like, the value pack of, like, chicken quarters from Hannaford or Shaw's and just put those, and I'll cook those in there for, like, 2 hours. And strain it, so it's like you make like a double stock, and it gets super rich, gets more of that chicken fat and gelatin in it, and that sometimes that's hard to distinguish from like a homemade stock. It's so good.
I know some people like to use various versions of a slow cooker. I prefer to just put it in a great big pot on the stove and let it simmer.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if anything, I understand more the use of a pressure cooker. If you're trying to make like a stock quickly or a soup quickly, you know, I mean, especially things like chili, you can, like I have an Instant Pot, which I actually really like, and you can actually put dried beans straight into it. And, you know, you don't have to soak them or anything and just cook them up. And I think that's, you know, I get that more than like, you know, the crock pot, slow cooker. I've never really understood the function of that unless maybe you don't have a stove.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that. What do you like to put in your
pot?
What do you like to put in your chili, Joe?
In my chili, I'm not a beans guy generally. Although I just said that's one of the benefits of the Instant Pot, but I like to definitely. I will take the time to toast the dried chilies, grind them up, and run them through a sifter to make that powder. Again, I use chuck usually for beef, although, you know, brisket or short rib, they aren't a bad option. Sometimes I'll put a little bit of dark chocolate in there.
Me too.
A little more Mexican style, beef stock, tomato. I like, even like, you know, if you're doing it on the stovetop, a little bit of liquid smoke, you know, because using smoked meat for chili is really the best. In my opinion, or being able to smoke the chili That to me is my favorite. But yeah, so basically just, you know, letting that roll, and you know, obviously with the any other veg, like put in any of your onions or, you know, shallots or whatever. And then I like to hit it with the Mexican crema and crumble some queso fresco on it, or some, you know, or melt a Kraft single on there, whatever. And get the thick tortilla chips going, and everything is right. And definitely go, don't forget the lime. You got to have some lime in your chili as well.
Oh, yeah. Got to have that there. What about, you like a lobster stew, a lobster bisque?
Also, the other thing about the chili.
Oh, yeah.
I like to get a whole beef chuck and chop it up myself.
Oh, yeah.
Put it in there rather than using like a ground beef or whatever. I think that can make a lot of difference. And in terms, I like a lobster. It's funny. Lobster bisque to me, it depends on the setting. You know, if I'm in like a French restaurant, like, and I'm having a, you know, about to have like a 4 or 5 course meal, I prefer a bisque just because it's, you know, again, more soupy. Whereas the lobster stew, you know, if I'm loading that up with oyster crackers and, you know, I like that with the potatoes, and a lot of times you get, I mean, you can put sherry in both of them, but, you know, lobster bisque is just a much more involved process to do properly. And a lobster stew is basically just like a, you know, it's just like a delicious chowder that just costs $15 more a cup on the menu. A little more home style. So, if you know, if I'm having like fried seafood, whatever, like lobster stew. If I'm having more high-end food, I like a lobster bisque.
You do any variations on the classic French onion soup?
I do. I like, well, A, rather than do the whole melting the cheese and the bread right on it, I like to make, like, you know, croutons are like, you know, rounds, and then melt the cheese on that and then kind of float them to the soup. Sometimes I find that the cheese gets a little gluey on the side with that. But yeah, onion soup, basically, I take 8 pounds of onions and I cook them down to about a cup and like 2 cups. I basically let it go for like 5 hours and then hit it with beef stock and a bouquet garni, so a little, you know, thyme, parsley, bay leaf. And then, at the end, I like to hit it with a lot of times some sherry is nice, or even like, some port or Marsala is delicious. I mean, all those things go with onions. I like to use a blend of onions, use some red onions, yellow, you know, white, all good in there. But, you know, it's all about the butter and cooking those onions, just letting those onions cook all the way down. Like literally putting so many in that you're like, this is crazy. And just letting it go long enough, you know, you're stirring maybe every 15 minutes or whatever, and just letting them really, really, really cook down so you get that really intense onion flavor.
Well, that sounds good. Well, what about some Asian-inspired soups?
Yeah, I make two of them. I make like a pho, like a chicken pho, where I will take chicken broth and I'll simmer it with, like star anise and cinnamon and cumin and fennel and some fish sauce, a little rock sugar, and that is delicious. I mean, because you're taking and then some more chickens. That's, again, I'm making the double stock there, and that comes out tasting exactly like the pho broth you get at most of the Vietnamese restaurants, which is delicious. But also, I make a really good like a Thai coconut, like a Tom Kha style soup, where I make my own coconut milk by soaking dried coconut in water for like 5 minutes, hitting it with the Vitamix, straining it, and then I do that with like coconut cream and coconut water and simmer like galangal, lemongrass, lime leaves, shallots in there, simmer that for like 1.5 hours, strain it out, hit it with, again, with some fish sauce, a little rock sugar. I like to do that with like tofu and mushrooms or chicken and mushrooms. A bunch of herbs on top, cilantro, mint, scallions, you know. That soup is absolutely delicious, and you get so many layers of flavor in it. It's pretty awesome.
Man, I'm hungry, and I just want to eat soup all weekend now.
I know. I have a strong soup arsenal, I can say that. And actually, one of my favorite summer soups is a Mexican-style corn soup, which basically I do... you're essentially cooking corn, and you know, you get the summer corn's the best, and a bunch of butter, and there's no broth, it's just milk.
Mm.
And then you know, you hit it with the milk, let it simmer for a second, and then strain, you know, run that through the Vitamix, strain that out so it's super velvety. And then I like to do some, bloom some saffron, put that in there, and then serve it with lobster and chives.
Wow.
And it's just, it's really velvety, intense corn flavor. It's awesome.
You like any of the cold soups, gazpacho or a cold cucumber soup?
I don't like cold soup. I've just never, again, it's just, that's not why I eat soup.
Mm.
Like, if I want a cold appetizer, I'd rather have, like, sashimi or a salad or, I don't know. I don't get it. Like, cold soups have never really, I mean, unless there's, like, I've had some, like, dessert soups, like watermelon soup. I mean, they're tasty. But I don't love a cold soup.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I want that, I'm looking for something. I'm looking for the heat, the warmth.
Yeah, that is honestly the only thing. I am very low maintenance in restaurants. But one of the only things I will always send back is lukewarm soup.
Oh, nothing worse.
Yeah, if I go to eat soup and it's lukewarm, I will send it back. And I don't even care if I know they put it in the microwave. I'm just like, I need it. It has to be hot or I'm just, you know, I'm not going to enjoy it.
Joe Riccio, Food Coma, talking soups and stews on a Friday afternoon. Joe, thank you as always. Good stuff. Hope your weekend goes well. And we'll do this again next week.
Yeah, eat plenty of soup, everybody.
You got it. Thanks, Joe.
No problem.
Joe Riccio with us here on Downtown Shut Up and Eat.